Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The term migrant, they're illegal aliens.
Amen to that, Tom Homan. I didn't know this. You know, over 1,000 Democrats showed up at his house to protest. Can you imagine what that does to his neighbors? He's Trump's deportation czar. Here's what he's had to say about the last couple of days.
Like I said many times, these elected officials or these non-government organizations, they can't cross the line either. I mean, we got people like, you know, Hakeem Jeffries saying he's going to dox ICE employees, you know, ICE agents out there with masks on. They're wearing masks to protect themselves and their families because they've been doxed, their families have been doxed, their life's been threatened, their families have been threatened. I know myself, I had over 1,000 protesters at my house. I expect that as the borders are, but these men and women are putting their lives online every day. They arrested a lot of bad people yesterday and today. They arrested child sex offenders. They arrested people convicted of robbery. They arrested public safety, not only significant public safety threats, but national security threats. They arrested gang members. We're making Los Angeles safer. And Mayor Bass ought to be thanking us for making her city safer. And the term migrant, they're illegal aliens.
Okay, folks, so I want to outline what is going on right now. Because a lot of folks on our side still don't understand what they're looking at. If you're one of my Battleground America listeners, my podcast, you know what you're looking at. A lot of folks running around giving advice like this from Victor Davis Hanson. It's not bad advice, the Democrat Party, but, you know, you're going to lose. A guy with a wet Mexican flag, burning car.
I'll just give a word of advice. You're going to lose the optics, Democrats, left, and immigration protesters if you have a lot of people here illegally and they're waving not the American flag but the Mexican flag as they're committing acts of violence.
Yeah, and that's going to be a loser. That look, the Democrat Party sitting an all-time low right now. By the way, that's NBC admitting that. 27% approval. Do they care? No. That what you're looking at is the long approach. That's what you're looking at. They are not campaigning to you. They're not. They're not talking to us. We think they are, but they're not. We think they got their message all wrong. They're talking to us. It's crazy. Guy with the Mexican flag. It's not going to work. No, and it's not going to work. Not with Americans. So our side is laughing at Democrats. The LA riots won't appeal to the American people. We say, what are they doing? We still don't get it. America, Americans, not the intended audience. They've given up on us. They have. And they're talking now to another nation. The 50,000 strong shadow nation they've imported to outvote us. They think they're going to outvote us. This is a long game. So Los Angeles riots are to say, to convey the message to the 50,000 strong shadow nation, flee here to our Democrat sanctuary cities. That is the message. And we will protect you with violence if necessary until Trump's term ends. That is the campaign you are watching. It is long game. They know it will hurt them. They may get down to 20% approval. They don't care at this point. So they're practically begging the Shadow Nation not to leave the country on one of Trump's deportation flights. Hey, you get on the flight. We'll pay for the flight. You know, get where you're going. We'll give you $1,000 to spend. They are terrified. People will take that deal. That is what this is about. That is why the Democrats don't mind the imagery of the Mexican flag waving protesters. In fact, they prefer it because it gets the message across. We are here. We will protect you. Come to a sanctuary city. Wait out the Trump term. I don't think there's any parallel to this in known human history, where you have a political party hate so much their own voters, their own citizens. They are trying to import not just some new ones, but an entirely new nation, 50 million strong. We have never seen that before. As Joe Biden admitted when he went down to Mexico about a year and a half ago and bragged,
this has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere.
It's unprecedented. We've never seen this. Here's what the Democrats believe, okay? They believe no other Republican will fight to deport them, to deport the illegals, like Trump has. They may be right about that. They believe they only have to shelter these new voters and their cartel handlers for about 3.5 years. And they are building a relationship with them, campaigning to them, knowing that with amnesty and the votes of 27% of Americans who still approve of the Democrat Party, they can establish a one-party system. This is what they think. And if they never get that amnesty, every year more children are born to illegals. Think who will be voting in 4 elections. Many of them already have children. It's the first thing they did when they got here. The children of those hiding behind Democrat state and city lines, fearing deportation. This is the plan, okay? This is what they're doing. This is what they believe. That is why these optics, no, they don't make sense. They're going to alienate more Americans. They know that and they don't care. They don't see another way forward right now because Americans just aren't ready for the radical part of their agenda. And that's what they're at. That's where they are. But there's a huge problem. I mean, a big problem. Democrats, for them, keep telling us that they have to get violent, but also not violent, but also violent, but also not violent. Wink, wink, nod, nod. To protect immigrants. They are protecting immigrants. They are the party of protecting immigrants from Donald Trump, the racist, sexist, xenophobe. Well, there might be a little problem with that. As it turns out, immigrants don't want to be protected by them. Not real ones.
Immigrant citizens, immigrant voters.
By the way, this is amazing. This audio, I didn't mean to fire it as early as I did. This is CNN pollster Henry Enten.
Immigrant citizens, immigrant voters, foreign-born voters have gone tremendously to the right on this issue in 2024 and 2025 versus where they were in 2020. Closest to or trust more in immigration. You go back to 2020. Democrats, get this, held a 32-point lead on this issue. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024, 2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue by 8 points over Democrats, more so than any other group that I could find. The group of voters who became more hawkish on immigration were, in fact, immigrants themselves, immigrants who are registered to vote in this country.
So that's on that issue. How about how they feel about, kind of traditionally, historically, about Donald Trump?
Yeah. So, you know, you see this shift and you go, what is going on underneath the hood? Well, take a look, Donald Trump. You remember when he first ran back in 2016, immigrant voters were one of his weakest spots. But look at this. Trump's vote share in presidential elections among, again, immigrant citizens, those who are registered to vote. Look at this. 2016, he got 36% of the vote. You go to 2020, 39% of the vote. Look at this. In 2024, all the way up to 47% of the vote.
So just to bottom line it, Democrats say they have to get violent, but also not violent, to protect immigrants. 4 years ago, immigrants voted 32% plus 32% for Joe Biden. They loved him. Everything was fine. Fast forward just 4 years, they voted plus 8% for Trump. That is a 40-point swing in 4 years. So immigrants don't like the Democrats anymore. They don't want their protection. They don't want chaos in the streets. And this is a problem because Democrats have put all their eggs in this basket.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There is no violence, y'all.
Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. Talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So get it straight and don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
There's no violence. None whatsoever. Except the violence that disgusts him. Who? LAPD Chief, Police Department Chief Jim McDonnell, who did see violence.
This violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of this incident. What we saw the first night was bad. What we've seen subsequent to that is getting increasingly worse and more violent. Tonight we had individuals out there shooting commercial-grade fireworks at our officers. That can kill you. We are overwhelmed as far as the number of people out there engaged in this type of activity and the type of things that they're doing. They'll take backpacks, and the backpack will have a cinder block in it. They have a hammer, and they'll break up the cinder block and use that, pass it around to throw at officers, to throw at cars, and throw at other people.
No violence, except the violence that there is. Here's some more from L.A., Police Chief Jim McDonnell.
This violence that I've seen is disgusting. It's escalated now since the beginning of this incident. What we saw the first night was bad. What we've seen subsequent to that is getting increasingly worse and more violent. Tonight we had
Yeah, pretty much. But according to ABC News, mainstream media,
it could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
So just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn. That's all. Democrats coming out and saying, look, when people's team wins, they drag a couch out and set it on fire. This is all very normal. So there's no violence, but also there is violence that is also very normal. Remember what the standard is set by the Democrats last time they did this. I have so many clips on this. I just pulled a few. Here's Patrice Cullors of Black Lives Matter.
We are very obsessed with property damage. Property damage is seen as sort of like the pinnacle of destruction and violence. And we rarely hear the media focus on police violence or police terror.
So we are focused on violence. This is the Democrat Party she's talking about. It's who they are. But also, remember the rule that was laid down and was firmly established, started with the New York Times. property damage is not violence because the insurance company pays.
There's a real blurring of the lines in the use of the word violence. Is property destruction violence?
Yes.
To some people, it certainly is.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this idea that breaking windows or other acts of property destruction are the same as actual violence against humans is kind of a dangerous and slippery concept. You keep using these words violent, and it gives the impression. I mean, the only violence or the only acts of violence against people.
So CNN established property damage is not violence. Now listen to Representative Maxine Waters.
Nobody was shot. Nobody was killed. Get it in your head. Don't think that somehow, because they called out the National Guard, there was violence. There was no violence. I was on the street. I know. Talking to people, what happened in Paramount, what happened in Compton, what happened in Inglewood. So get it straight and don't just rely on what you're being told or the few incidents that you saw.
Yeah, because it's not violence. But they're hoping for violence. Working with Act Blue is the Democrats' fundraising arm. Okay, they're funding Chirla. Mike Johnson is funding Chirla. Yeah, Republicans funded this. You know, I just got a question for Mike Johnson this morning. Yeah, Trump was calling out these very obviously highly trained, highly coordinated people that are doing this. And saying, look, Dave, look, and we all know this, okay? These agitators are paid.
I believe many of them are paid. I watched them breaking up the sidewalks with a big hammer, handing pieces of the concrete to other people.
Who do you think is paying for that?
Somebody's paying for it. Thank you.
We might have something to do with it.
Thank you for saying that. Somebody's paying for that. I watched total professionals. He's banging the curb, banging the granite, banging the concrete. And he had a whole group of people. They lined up like totally professionals, grabbed the big chunks. And they dropped it on the soldiers. They dropped it on the Los Angeles police. These are insurrectionists. They're agitators.
Yep. And the group funded by Act Blue and Mike Johnson. Who, you know, if he's going to bankrupt my children, I really would. He'd just pay attention to what it is. Just take a look. What's in the bill you're funding? Do you even know? Chirla. Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights. Street violence brought to you by Republican leadership. How do you explain that? I do not understand, but no more than I explain how Mike Johnson was also bankrupting us to fund the censorship of conservatives and Elon Musk. I don't get that either. Global Engagement Center. Everybody knows what that funds. That is debanking and censorship of conservatives, he funded that too. So, I mean, I just want to, like, at some point, is he going to read the bill? What is in this bill? Has he read it? Because the answer is yes, Act Blue is the biggest funder here. Democrats are the biggest funder, but we funded them too. We've got to start reading the bills. We are bankrupting our children to pay for.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.